Kati, and what are your names?
My name is Sarah.
And my name is Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say hello to the camera?
Hello.
Hello.
And say your names.
My name is Sarah.
And my name is Anne.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And can you tell me what your hobbies are?
My hobbies are reading and riding my bike and athletic.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Are you in a team?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My hobbies are swimming and reading and I ride my bike.
Mm-hmm. And can you swim in Radebeul?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a swimming pool? Where you can swim in? A swimming pool?
In the Schwimmhalle können wir schwimmen.
Mm-hmm.
Also
in this school?
No.
No. They don't have a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said you like to read, did you? Do you like to read?
Yes.
And what do you like to read?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you like it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was exciting? The magic?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you like to read?
Emil und die Detektive.
Mhm.
I was in the film.
Mhm. And you really liked the movie,
yes.
The film. Mhm. Okay. And your teacher told us that you know this song. You learned it. Do you know Melly Malone?
Yes.
Can you sing it?
Yes.
Mhm.
3, 4.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheels a wheelbarrow through streets bright and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and so it was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. They but wheeled their barrel through the street bright and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through street bright and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Very good. You're good, singers. And I want to play a game with you, and I have one cube for you. Maybe you can take it. And the one who has the biggest number can start with the game. Okay? Okay, you start. I have two cards for you. This one is for you, and this one is for you. And you look at your picture and tell your friend what you can see. What's on the picture?
I can a window and rainy and a children shout out the window.
He's looking out of the window. Mm-hmm. And what is on your picture?
I can see a children. This is swimming in the water. I can see a fish. Nah, two fish. And yes, this one.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I have a big poster for you. And maybe you can show me the pictures. Maybe you can show me her picture, what she told you, what was on her picture to see. And then you can tell me what her picture is. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. And can you show me the ship on the poster? Mm-hmm. And what does the ship look like? Is it a small ship or is it very big?
It's very big. Big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what colors does the ship have?
Red, blue, white, and gray.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Can you see somebody on the ship?
Pupils.
Mm-hmm.
Two pupils.
Mm-hmm. Good. Maybe it's a boy or a girl, I don't know.
Good. Two girls.
Two girls?
And one boy.
Mm-hmm. Two girls and one boy?
Yeah.
Or one boy and a girl?
Two girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm. So then you see three people?
Yes.
Three?
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Then maybe he is the captain of the ship?
A matros.
Matros.
A sailor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And what can you see on this picture?
I can see a girl, a boy, and a man.
Mm-hmm. And what's the boy doing?
Doing washing.
Mm-hmm. He's washing. And do you know what this is? Do you have something like this at home? Like this?
A dusche.
Mm-hmm. It's a shower. Mm-hmm. And the boy is taking a shower. And what else can you see on the picture? Don't know the English word, just ask for it or switch to German.
Is it a swim end?
Maybe a duck?
Yes, mm-hmm. A swim duck.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
Mm-hmm.
And a man here. He gives the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers.
He puts water on the flowers. Okay, and what is on this picture?
This is the world.
World? Mm-hmm. And what colors does the world have?
Blue, green, and white.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And do you know this animal?
The cow.
Mm-hmm. What is the cow doing?
The cow is doing drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Very good. And you know this picture. Mhm.
She's swimming in the water, and two fish swim up. Mm-hmm. Two in the water.
Mhm. And can you show me a rainbow on the poster?
Yes.
And what colors does the rainbow?
Blue, green, yellow
and red.
And red.
Okay, and do you know when we have a rainbow?
When the sun is shining and it's raining.
And what has to happen before? First of all, it has to rain or the sun should shine?
First raining and then sun.
Okay. And what about this picture?
It's raining.
What can you see? I don't know.
A tree.
Tree?
The wurzel.
And wurzel in English is a root.
I can see at the root at the tree.
Okay. And what can you see here on this picture?
Water and sun, cloudy, snow, and a mountain. Trees, fields. And the sea. Lake.
Very good.
And snow.
Do you know where the snow is? Where the snow is? Do you know what where means? Wo?
On the mountain.
On the mountain. Very good. And what can you see here on this picture?
The snowman. And it's snowy, and the children is ice skating.
Ice skating.
Very, very good. And do you like ice skating?
Yes.
Good. And do you see something else on the picture?
Snowflakes. A frozen lake. A scarf.
And something else? What colors? What four colors do you see?
Red, blue, white, blue, lila, or pink.
Do you like snow?
Yes.
Yes.
And what do you do with the snow in winter?
Ski.
Ski.
And sleighing. Ice skating.
And can you go skiing in Radebeul?
No, in Herzgebirge.
Okay, very good. I want to play another game with you. Can I have the cards back, please?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Here is one picture for you. And one for you. And do you know those animals?
Rats.
Very good. Those are rats. And you have different pictures. They're not the same. And the rats are all over in the room. And you see, we call this rat 14. And this 15, and she does not have your rats. Look at her bed. There are no rats. And I want you to explain each other where your rats are. And you can tell her, my rat 14 is in the bed. And then she can draw a rat in her bed. Then you can say, my rat 15 is as well on the bed. Then she can draw another rat on her bed. and see this red on the book or in the books, you don't have that red. And then you can draw a red on your books. Mm-hmm. Did you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You can take this pen and you can that. And you can go like this. My red is...
My red is on the chair.
Very good.
My red are on the books.
My red are on the table. My red are next to the box. My red are in the bed. My red are next to the table.
Very good.
My reds are on the bed.
Well, you don't know? Go on.
My red are on the wall.
That's not a wall. Do you know what a wall is? This is a box. Can you tell your friend what a wall is? In German?
Eine Wand.
Okay.
My words are two on the floor.
They're climbing on the wall, very high.
My red on the wall.
My reds are next to the bunk.
Looks like your red is looking out of the window.
my red under the bank.
My reds are on the bank.
Another word for bank is bench.
My reds are under the chair.
My reds are on under the box.
Red are next to the.
You can ask. What don't you know? This one? Mm. This is a column, a Säule. Mm-hmm.
My red are next to the column.
Next to the bed.
Okay, maybe we can stop here. You did a very good job. You're good red searchers. And you can go back to your class now.